Hey, it's Bob Stauffer. I just wanted to let you know that you can listen to Oilers Now ad-free on Amazon Music, included with Prime.
It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
I'm not sure if our next guest is already in Vancouver or if he's flying there tomorrow, but he is going to be all over the Oilers Canucks series. He is one of the most plugged-in men in the business. We welcome back to the show for Horse Racing Alberta Daily Faceoffs, Frank Cervelli. How you doing, Frank?
I'm good. Flying in tomorrow. Can't wait to be on this all-Canadian matchup. And, you know, it feels like there's a good connection between myself and Horse Racing Alberta. I'll give you a little trivia question here. So the Derby's the first Saturday in May.
Yes.
I was born on the first Saturday in May, and it was Derby Day, and I was born at post time.
What year was that? Like 78?
Yeah, no, 74.
No. All right, so it wasn't 77, which would have been Seattle Slew, or 78, which was affirmed.
That would have been amazing.
Because then your name would have been Seattle Slew or affirmed. I know Hudson Stauffer was born the day the Edmonton Oilers knocked the San Jose Sharks out round two of 2006, May 17th of 2006. He came very close to not being named Hudson, but being a Hork. For Sean Horkoff, because he got one of the two goals.
Yeah, I don't think my parents were naming me after a horse, but
yes.
Maybe. You never know.
If you were to be a horse, what would your horse name be?
Oh, God, I have no idea. I don't even know where to start. Something related to Philly.
Something related to... Okay, except you're a boy, but that's okay. Yeah. Anyways, the Philly from Philly.
That's the play on it.
Yes.
Philadelphia and Philly.
There you go. You have at it. All right. Where do you want to... Well, look, we got Edmonton and Vancouver. You're coming for this all-Canadian matchup.
I saw 5 out of the 6 Canucks games in the first round live and in person.
Okay. Who did you take in your daily phase? I didn't get a chance to see your guys' predictions yet.
The Oilers in 5.
In 5. Despite the fact that Vancouver went 4-0 against Edmonton in the regular season, blew them out twice at Rogers Arena. Why do you see Edmonton winning the series in 5?
Did you know that the Winnipeg Jets romped the Colorado Avalanche in their regular season series?
Yes, including a 7-0 victory in Denver.
Yeah, they outscored them 17-4, in fact, in the regular season. Sometimes it means something, sometimes it means nothing. Twice the Canucks beat the Oilers in the span of a week at the exact period in time in the beginning of the season when the Oilers were in a ditch.
Yeah. Yeah. I will say,
wipe those two from the slate.
Well, they blew them out twice in Vancouver. Edmonton was horribly undisciplined in both games. Jay got tossed out a little the second game. My understanding is there was no I was surprised, given what he didn't say, that resulted in... I'm not a big fan of, if the guy drops some combination of, you know, 4 of the 7 words that George Carlin, or 3 of the 7 words that George used to say, and you can't say on TV, if you use a couple of those words, see you later, you're done from the game. My understanding is you didn't swear anything, but they had enough. But the Oilers as a team in those two games were quite undisciplined and a little bit unraveled, I think, mm-hmm. is fair. The game in Edmonton at the start of the year, they probably should have won. Skinner had a tough game. They outshot him 41-18. and lost 4-3. And then the game at the end of the year was the second of the back-to-back for the Oilers, and they didn't have McDavid in either of those two games. So, those are some things. Where do you see Edmonton? You see Edmonton in 5. You don't think the regular season record means anything. Where do you see the Oilers being the stronger and better of the two teams?
In just about every area, to be honest. The Canucks are a 1.5 line team so far in these playoffs. They have JT Miller has been far and away their best player. I don't know how they can possibly have a path to victory if Elias Pettersson is going to play the way that he did in the first round. He's going to have to take on Leon Draisaitl and go toe to toe with him and be better. I don't know that on his best day he can do that. Let alone the way that he's played in the first round. Defensively, I think the Oilers have vastly improved. We've seen it on their penalty kill. We've seen it with the efficiency in their own end. They've got size. Vancouver has flexed some of their size in round one. And then I look in goal, and my understanding is Thatcher Demko is out for at least the first chunk of the series. I'm not saying it's a 100% clear advantage with Stuart Skinner, but would anyone pick Artur Seelovs over Skinner or Casey DeSmith over Skinner? I wouldn't.
Right.
So tell me the one area in which the Canucks have any advantage. Like, chart for me, if you're going to really squint hard and look for a path to victory. I'm not saying it's impossible. The Canucks have shown some fight, some heart. The comebacks have been impressive. I don't know that on the balance of 6 games, they were the better team than Nashville.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care, and we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it, all while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
Yeah, you can text us on the Ashley Fine Floors text line, 780-496-0063. Where do you see the
Oilers would need to be undisciplined. They would need to shoot themselves in the foot, and they would need Connor McDavid and Leon Draisaitl to go cold at the worst time of year.
Which they haven't.
That's really kind of how I see it. And then even then, who's to say that Evander Kane doesn't pick you up? Who's to say that Zach Hyman doesn't pick you up or Ryan Nugent-Hopkins?
Well, it's quite something when you look at the numbers. Frank, the top four goal scoring.
You were a topic of conversation today, Bob, on Toronto radio this morning.
I was?
Yeah.
I did not.
Tweet yesterday.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. I got asked about it exactly 12 hours and 37 minutes ago.
And was I getting hate or what?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
The thought process was, oh, but look at who the Oilers get to play in the first round. That's not the Boston Bruins. That's not the Tampa Bay Lightning. They got the Kings. Look at them rack up points against the Kings. We'd love to get the Kings if we're the Leafs in the first round.
How do they do against Columbus?
How'd they do with a 3-1 lead against the Montreal Canadiens in the North Division playoffs?
When they were the best team in the division.
By a wide margin.
So they still don't want to believe that there's any separation between how dug in McDavid and Draisaitl are and how dug in Mitch Marner is? Are you kidding me? Are they delusional there?
They think the points are fluff.
They think the points are, so they're discounting.
And I said, wait a second. So you can say whatever you want to say about the Leafs and their first round opponent. Last time I checked, the Oilers lost to the team that went on to win the cup the last 2 years in a row.
And what do they say to that?
Well, they just, they changed subject rather quickly.
Huh. I mean, hey, I said form. What did I say? Form your own opinion, or I mean, I forget the exact quote I used.
There's no opinion to form. Fact. It's fact that they've all played the same number of games in the playoffs. McDavid, Draisaitl, Matthews, and Marner. And McDavid and Draisaitl have 40 more points in the same number of games.
Right. And they're averaging 1.61 points per game. And Matthews is at 0.87 and Marner's at 0.88. And I'd even give Matthews a break because of the series because he was obviously injured.
Do you know what we'd say to players that are 40 points different in the regular season? They're not even in the same arena.
You would... I mean, the Oilers have the four top scoring players in the entire league in the last three playoff years.
They're putting up 1980s numbers in the playoffs.
Right.
In 2024.
And yet, yeah, well, I mean, and what do they say about Toronto only scoring more than two goals in 13 of the last 14 playoff games? They've only scored more than two once in the last
one time.
One time.
13 out of the last 14 games, two or less.
How does that, like, it's frankly, it's amazing they went to seven. And I actually think, like, and my point is in this is they invested $40 million plus on four guys, and ultimately those guys didn't get over I think the GM did a good job there. With the rest of the additions they made, I think they built around fairly competitively. Like
the scariest part is that's, when you look at the Leafs... Their defense is so undermanned, and it wasn't an issue.
Right. The issue was they didn't get the top-end guys delivered. Let's race through some quick hits.
I really want for you, like, play devil's advocate with me. I know you're, you know, you've got an Oilers tattoo on your arse.
Yep.
Like, tell me the path that Vancouver wins this series. Because I'm having a...
Well, really I think Rick Tocchet's a really good coach. I'm not quite sure if that series was as defensive as it was solely because of Nashville.
Like, well, I told you on Friday that most people in Vancouver haven't come to grips with the fact that it was actually the Canucks that were dictating play that way.
Yes.
Not the Preds.
And I believe I'm with you. I believe that to be the case.
So let's say that is the case. Okay. Let's, like, how could the Canucks slow things down in a way that, like, the Oilers just picked through the Kings?
Yes.
Is it going to be harder against Vancouver or easier?
I think it's going to be harder.
Okay.
Okay.
Why?
Well, I think Vancouver's a better team. I think Vancouver's got more juice offensively to counter-strike. I think Vancouver's got a way better power play. One of the things that's, to me, like, one concern I have with the two games that were played in Vancouver this year is they absolutely sliced and diced the Oilers' PK. Now, here's where, Frank, I say to you, those were in the first 13 games of the year, and Edmonton used 23 forward combinations in the first 13 games before the coaching change was made. That said, Quinn Hughes is an offensive upgrade on Drew Doughty, and JT Miller is a huge upgrade on Fiala in their respective spots on the power play. Mm-hmm. So I think the Canucks have got a better power play.
But the Canucks' power play was dreadful in round one.
I know it was. But I still think they have a better power play than LA. It wasn't more dreadful. Did they score? Did they get a power play goal in the series?
Yeah, well, few times.
Yeah, well, how did LA do in the power play?
Yeah, well,
they didn't do a thing.
145 combined power play and PK percentage.
And they got a break on the power play numbers for Edmonton because Edmonton was home and cooled in three of the games and didn't run up the score late on power plays when they could have their first unit on the ice. And it said 9 for 20, so let's take 3 out, 9 for 17. Maybe we'll round up to 18, 9 for 18. And, oh, by the way, Edmonton scored with 3 and 4 seconds left our post-power play. So, really, it was 11 for 18.
I guess watching the Canucks so closely in round one, there wasn't a whole lot that stood out to me that was super impressive. Quinn Hughes was very average. I really wonder if he's hurt.
Yep.
If not, are they doing something differently in how they're deploying him because his minutes were down?
I'm just circling back. I'm amazed they would talk about me in Toronto radio today because of a tweet of pure fact and said, draw your own conclusions. So if their conclusion is Edmonton...
I mean, like, to be fair, though, like, it was very pointed. Like, it wasn't... It was clear what you were getting at, so...
Yes, because I feel for Brad Treliving there as the general manager. That's where I wanted to go. I wanted to race through a bunch of stuff. Well, I shouldn't feel that bad for him. I think he built an okay team. even though some of the people...
That's, you just said it, though. Okay team. That's all they are.
Yeah.
They were never a threat this year to win.
Toronto.
And this whole idea that, you know, William Nylander says after the game, we were so bleeping close. Close to what? Getting a fourth win out of 16? What are we talking... Like, what's close?
Well, they got
their high watermark for this era of Toronto Maple Leaf hockey, 8 years of the Austin Matthews and company experience, is 5 wins in the postseason. That's the best they've ever done.
Yeah. Well, how about this one?
The Vancouver Canucks are 1 win away from matching that.
The Toronto Maple Leafs have won one playoff series in the cap system. One. Since we've gone to a cap, they've won one playoff series. That's hard to do.
That's because they have a loser's mentality.
There you go. Frank making friends at Edmonton, no question about that. Here's your quick hitters. Shanahan, does he survive this in Toronto?
Based on the fact that they sent out a press release today saying that he will be at the podium on Friday for their end-of-season media conference, I would say yes.
Okay.
Is that a guarantee? There's a long way between Monday and Friday, and I believe MLSE had some critical meetings last week once the team went down 3-1 in the series, and there's a new president on board in Keith Pelley. I'd say it's not a home run, but it's probably trending pretty good for Brendan Shanahan.
Sheldon Keefe, his post-game comments. Well, he basically said the Leafs were going to leave. That's what he said.
Well, that wasn't even the fifth weirdest thing he said this year.
Can you send me the other four, please?
How about saying that Austin Matthews chasing 70 goals is, quote, a major distraction?
Yeah.
It's the exact mentality that I'm talking about. It permeates right from the very top of the organization, which is, can you believe the pressure in this market? The eyeballs, the people that are, you know, everyone's all over us.
Crazy. Bob,
in your life, have you ever heard the New York Yankees say that?
No. They've embraced it.
Do you ever hear them complain about the fact that they've got the Boston Red Sox in their division?
No.
Or that they have to play the Tampa Bay Lightning or the...
No.
How about the Florida Panthers? That's the newest one that they complained about. And it was like, guys, 7 years ago when this all started, you were way ahead, miles, light years ahead of the Florida Panthers.
Well, there you go.
They passed you.
But Rob Blake is back in Vancouver. LA? Are they going to have a new coach? Does Jim Hiller survive this?
Oh, I'd be surprised if Jim Hiller is back. But one question that I would ask is the idea that the Kings played a 1-3-1 after Todd McLellan was fired.
Yeah.
Was that Jim Hiller's idea or was that Rob Blake's?
I don't know whose idea it was to trade for Pierre-Luc Dubois, but they're not buying him out either.
Well, that's a mistake.
Frank, I look forward to seeing you in Vancouver.
They should absolutely buy him out.
Awesome stuff. Back at her. We'll squeeze you in at least once in Vancouver, possibly twice, if you're up for it.
Take care.
Take care. 6:50 in Edmonton. We'll wrap up in 2 minutes' time. Brendan Escott will have this day in Oilers history. This text comes in at 6:53 in Edmonton. On the Ashley Fine Floors text line, hey, Bob, I heard the same thing from the Leafs talk. They said L.A. and Vancouver, not real playoff teams. Compare the center depth of Los Angeles and Boston this year. It's so laughable. Well, there you go. That's an awesome text. We're throwing it in the text of the week drop, where winners receive 3 months of free washes at Bob's favorite car wash. That'd be my favorite car wash. Great White Car Wash, 104 169th Street, down by West Edmonton Mall. All right. Without further ado, Brendan Escott, nicely done today on this day in Oilers history. For New West Travel, explore Southeast Asia on a chartered river cruise next March. Reach out to newwesttravel.com. What do you got, Brendan?
Well, it's funny how it lined up with today when Joel Murphy had a hat trick and a helper and a 5-2 Oilers win over Vancouver at Northlands. Yeah, this was the last time they played in the playoffs.
That's crazy.
In the Smythe Division Finals. I wasn't born yet. So, again, this is an incredible thing that we've got before us, ladies and gentlemen. Bill Ranford's out-dueling Kirk McLean for the victory in net.
There we go. Tomorrow, Brendan Escott's going to host. The Oilers practice in the morning. I'll be flying on the bird with the Oilers to Vancouver. Brendan's got Oilers Now for you. His guests will include Brian Lawton for Wow Factor Desserts, Rob Brown from the Oilers Radio Network for Ontario Homes, for Legacy Heating and Cooling, John Shannon. I'll join you for a hit as well. Reed Wilkins is up next after a global news weather traffic update with Zach Ferguson. Special thanks to Kellen Kennedy, Derek Scott, and Brendan, and all of you for listening and participating in today's show.
Canada may be known for its landscapes and friendly people, but beneath the surface lies a darker side of crime, history, and the paranormal. Since 2017, the award-winning Dark Poutine podcast has explored the shadowy corners of the Great White North and beyond, delivering chilling tales from a uniquely Canadian perspective. Hosted by Mike Brown and Matthew Stockton, with over 300 episodes and fresh releases every Monday, Dark Poutine is your weekly ticket to the creepier side of Canada. Listen to Dark Poutine on Apple, Spotify, Amazon Music, or wherever you get your podcasts.